The Otter chieftain felt it was his duty to voice an opinion.
Father Abbot, you gave good counsel back there. We'd all be safe, long as we stays inside and keeps watch. But there is danger out there, sir, and we won't make it go away by hiding from it. Something needs to be done.
Hapodemus spread his paws expressively.
Aye, but what?
They stood in the evening scent of blossom and fruit, listening to a blackbird's melodious warble, pondering the question. Logalog was first to break the silence.
Is the old tawny owl still around?
Criculus pulled a wry face.
Aye, he's taken to the beam below my gatehouse ceiling. Ovis isn't much trouble, except you can't leave food lying about when he's near.
Logalog agreed.
Worse than a hare, some owls. Could you tell Ovis we want to see him? I think an owl's worse than my tell.
Looking a bit grumpy, the tawny owl waddled into the orchard behind Criculus. He blinked several times and swivelled his head at them.
I missed supper, you know. Not good for the digestion, missing supper. Well, what is it?
Logalog gallantly offered a paw for the owl to rest his wing upon.
Come on, mate. We'll find something in the kitchens. But tell me first, do you know anything about getting rid of adders?
The owl's black eyes widened.
You don't get rid of adders. What you do is stay away from them. Make your home in another place. Leave adders alone. Don't mess with them.
It was not a solution that pleased the abbot.
But suppose you cannot or don't want to move away. What happens then, pray tell?
Ovis waited as Skipper opened the abbey door for him.
If you stay put, then the adders will find you, sooner or later. Those reptiles are totally evil. They're great hunters, too, and can range far and wide. I say move. That's the best and safest way of staying alive.
Skipper snorted.
'Tis out of the question, mate. Is there no other way?
Ovis paused on the top step of the kitchen.
Strawberry and red currant turnover. Can't mistake that gorgeous smell. Hope there's plenty left.
Skipper blocked the owl's path.
I asked ye if there was any other way.
Abruptly, the tawny owl snapped.
Bloodbeak, I suppose.
Ovis would speak no more until he had dispatched a large turnover. The abbot's gesture signalled them all to be patient until the owl had finished eating. He picked a few crumbs from his talons and sighed.
Ah, that's much better. Now, about Bloodbeak. I'm surprised you haven't heard of him. Big old red kite lives northwest in the mountains, a goodly way off. Suppose that's why you don't know him. Anyhow, if any beast can take care of adders, then Bloodbeak is the bird.